This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of the Kingdom of God in a clear and understandable manner. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil or pen. I want you to follow along as we study the scriptures today, and I want you to write the verses down that we look at, so that you can go back later today or later this week and re-examine these passages. You can have them for your personal Bible study in your library to study them later on in the year, in next month or the month after, to go back and re-examine so you know what the Bible is saying about Jesus Christ and about the kingdom of God. The Bible makes sense. The Bible is not hard to understand. It's not complicated, and the Bible does not contradict itself. There are passages that need to be studied a little bit more in depth, for just taking something on the surface may lead to confusion, because if one thing says one thing and something else, you read something seems to indicate something else. The Bible needs to be studied from the Old Testament and the New Testament and put together. And it needs to be studied, not just read on the surface and take the word of someone else. You need to sometimes dig into the scriptures to study the word. You know, in our formal education through elementary school, middle school, high school, and post high school and college, some of the time you need to get in and you need to dig. You need to get into a library, and today we have the internet to dig into background of information. And the scriptures need to be studied as well. We've got Hebrew texts and you've got Greek texts of the scriptures, and to study the meanings of words. And the Bible, just like any other subject, the Bible needs to be studied, and it will verify and clarify God's will for us today. I want you to look at the Gospel of Luke today. Last week we talked about the birth of Jesus and how God orchestrates the world events, getting people ready, and people make decisions, and I believe God is behind that, working to get the world ready for when Jesus is going to return the second time. He did when getting the world ready for the birth of Jesus, getting Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem where they needed to be, and that's where the birth was supposed to take place, because it was prophesied in Micah 5 and verse 2 that that would take place there. So Mary and Joseph had to get out of Nazareth and get into Bethlehem, and God used the Roman leaders to establish a census and call for a census in order to get them there. But the scriptures through which, when we talk about the scriptures, often the verses that and things that Jesus learned and what he read were the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. The scriptures that Jesus had in his day was the Old Testament. And he learned from the books of the law, and he learned from the books of the Hebrew poetry, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and so forth, as well as from the prophets. Often what Jesus learned and taught from was from the law, the Psalms, and the prophets, the Hebrew writings. And this was the Old Testament. And the Old Testament showed that there was one coming in the future, prophesied to come, who would save their people from their sins, and also one that was going to rule and reign. And the people in Old Testament times and up to Jesus' time were longing for the coming of the Messiah. The golden age of Israel was during the reigns of David and Solomon. And this was probably around 1000 BC during the political reigns of King David and King Solomon. But Israel strayed from God, and the kingdom was divided after Solomon. It was a northern kingdom, southern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, kingdom of Judah. And because of the sin of Israel and their leaders, ultimately God overthrew the kingdom of Israel. It was not going to exist anymore. And he overthrew the throne, and the prophet Ezekiel says, speaking from the Lord, Ezekiel 21, and write this down and take a look at it later, Ezekiel 21, verse 26, "Thus saith the Lord God, remove the turban," or the crown, "take the crown, and it will be no more the same. Exalt that which is low, abase that which is high. A ruin, a ruin, a ruin, I will make it. And it will be no more until he come, whose right it is, and I'll give it him. I'll give it to him. The kingdom and the throne of David would be no more. It would be thrown down and cast aside, and it would no longer be in existence until he comes, whose right it is, and I'm going to give it to him." This is what God told Israel. Now, if you go into the Gospel of Luke in the second chapter, go to the first chapter first, the first chapter of Luke. And remember, a couple weeks ago, as we were talking about the prophetic message from Gabriel, Gabriel gave Mary in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, a very exciting message of hope about the child that she was going to bring into the world. Verse 31 of Luke 1, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You will call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Back in Ezekiel 21, we read when the Lord God, because of the sin of Israel, said, "Remove the crown, remove the diadem, this throne will be no more. I'm going to destroy it, tear it down, no more. It will be no more until he comes, whose right it is, and I'll give it to him." And Gabriel tells Mary that this child is going to sit on the throne of David. This is the one they're looking for. He is the one that will fulfill the dreams of Israel. He is the one who is worthy to sit on the throne. The kingdom of Israel would be no more until he comes, whose right it is, and that is Jesus. And Jesus would be sitting on the throne of David in the near future when he does return. Now, in the second chapter, we have the birth of Jesus, and then around verse 21, when Jesus is 8 days old, he comes for circumcision. They bring him for purification to the temple, and there are individuals who God has specially favored, and we have a couple of those in this passage. There's an extremely old man mentioned here in verse 25. "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout and was looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." He was looking for, he was a godly individual. God worked through him. Look at verse 26 of Luke 2. "It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." He would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now, this is an interesting term, and I want you to get this clearly. Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ is a title. It's a Greek term, and it's a Greek title for God's anointed one. God's anointed one. And in Hebrew, the counterpart to the Greek, the term Messiah means, in English, God's anointed one. So what we have here is the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon who was a devout person. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he would see God's anointed one, the Lord's Christ. And when he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child, this is verse 27, brought the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, Simeon took him in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, thou dost let thy bondservant depart in peace, according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all people, the light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. His father and mother were amazed about the things which were being said about him. God had revealed to Simeon he wouldn't die until he saw the Messiah of Israel. Israel was longing for the day when the Messiah would be born. Go back to the Christmas story of earlier in chapter 2, and the shepherds were told by the angels and the heavenly hosts as they were praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest. He said, unto you is born this day the Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And remember, Christ is not the last name. It means God's anointed one. Unto you is born this day the Savior, which is God's anointed one. The Savior, Christ the Lord. So Jesus was both the coming king and the one that was going to ultimately die. Several weeks ago, we looked at Matthew 1 and Luke 1, the comparative messages from Gabriel to Joseph and Mary. One was a message of optimism that to Mary that he would sit on the throne of David. To Joseph, he was told he would save his people from his sins. And see, we have both pictures of the ministry of Jesus coming to die for the sins of the world and also coming to rule and reign. Jesus is God's anointed one. He is God's Messiah. He is God's Christ. Jesus, the anointed one. He is the one that God has chosen to fulfill the promises to Israel, the one that would sit on the throne of David. This glorious message of Jesus Christ should be told to the entire world. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the one that is coming again. And there's only one way to attain eternal life, and that's through Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus the Christ. May God bless you as you study the Word of God.